Another fantastic day at Texans training camp. This is Texans training camp today. I'm Drew. This is Mark. And Mark, what a productive afternoon for the Houston Texans.
It was and will be productive in short order here. Kevin Johnson one-on-one. We've got observations, of course, and the Texans give back a bit.
It all starts now on Texans training camp today.
Quicker. There was a lot more good today than bad. This is what we're talking about, Houston Texans football. Like, this is what we're looking for.
Don't drop your head.
This is what you guys as teammates should expect of each other. We got to keep building. We can't go backwards. Let's keep bringing some energy to this practice field. Let's bring it again and then some tomorrow.
Glad you're with us this afternoon. Drew and Mark here at the Greenbrier in West Virginia, and the Texans, again, doing some nice things on the field. Bill O'Brien, very happy with what he saw.
Well, he had full pads on today after not having them yesterday, and they engaged in a lot of teamwork. He did like it.
Yeah, it's been good. I really enjoy coaching these players. I just enjoy the preparation for practice. I enjoy the competition in practice. We're doing a lot of non-scripted things, which I love. The game isn't scripted, so I think after a few practices, really you should throw the scripts away and just, give the situation and be specific about that, but, call plays. And I think that's what all the coaches love, and I'm having a lot of fun with these guys. They're a lot of fun to be around these players, and they work very hard, and I appreciate that.
This defense was fantastic in 2016, and it's looking like it's going to be great in 2017. One of the guys who helped with that framework, Romeo Crennel. He's not the DC anymore, though, nonetheless. Bill O'Brien's still happy he's along.
Well, absolutely, because Romeo Crennel is the Obi-Wan Kenobi of this defense now that Vrabel is the coordinator, and O'Brien loves having Rack around.
Yeah, Romeo's been around this game so long. The NFL, been around the NFL a long, long time. Worked for, Hall of Fame head coaches and Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick. He was a head coach himself, brings a wealth of knowledge, got a great demeanor, easy to talk to. He's really a very important part of this staff, and he's helped me a great deal.
Great to see Romeo Crennel out there. Also great to see a lot of children, a lot of football players out on the sidelines, and they got a gift.
Yeah, they did, because the Texans are all about giving back. We know that, doing great things for Houston. Well, they're doing great things for this region as well now that they're here.
It's awesome. I think with all that's going on with football right now, it's a great, great team sport. There's so many life lessons that you can learn in football, and it was just great to have the West Virginia Cardinal Youth League here, to meet our players, watch practice, kind of watch how we coach things. I thought it was a very, very good day, and our players did a good job going over there and hanging out with them for a little bit. That was fun.
Shoulder pads and pizza. It's a nice combo. Almost as good as Mark and Drew, right? You know what else is a good combo? Vander Kidd and Bill O'Brien.
Well, Vander Kidd is Kidd Reporter, one of them, and he's here, so he went to work. We put him to work to interview the head coach.
Do you like the media?
I love the media. I mean, it's one of my favorite parts of the job. Why? You can't tell?
Are you sure?
I'm very sure, positive.
I've heard a bunch of rumors that it's like you don't like it.
No, it's very similar to going to the dentist.
I wasn't allowed to watch Hard Knocks. Do you know why?
I can't. Could you watch the day version? There was a night version and a day version. I bet your mom and dad would let you watch the day version.
Mark, with questions like that, I worry about my job security.
I think you're going to do just fine as long as you step it up like Vander Kidd did in Kidd Reporter. And I'm going to say this. Observations are now, but I've got a big observation. You look older today because it's Drew's birthday. He turns 40 today. So happy birthday, Drew. And John Harris has some things to say about practice.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it. The Texans play at NRG Stadium, and energy is definitely the key word as we start observations today. And that'll be my first one. The energy at practice today was off the charts. And when you get a day in shorts and t-shirts, you better come back the next day and play with some energy. And these units definitely did that. Second observation, let's talk about the defense creating turnovers. We've wanted to see that. That's something we talked about for this defense for a long time. Didn't create as many in 2016 as it needed to. Well, today, Robert Nelson interception, Corey Moore interception to end practice. The defense definitely stepped it up. But again, Deshaun Watson driving the team down in drivable situations, getting the team in the end zone was fun to see. He made some key throws throughout those drives, up and down. Of course, the last one was an interception, but Deshaun Watson making some key throws, getting his team in the end zone, and then the celebrations, they were fun to see. But I'll finish up with my man, Akeem Hunt, as Drew Doherty calls him, Akeem the Dream. Now, that's tough to do in Houston. You can't call anybody the Dream because we know who Dream is, but Akeem Hunt was awesome all day long. He knocked the safety on his backside in one-on-ones, in linebacker safety, pass protection, going against them. He was outstanding. He made catches out of the backfield. He ran his guts out. In fact, as he told me after practice, he probably was a little too hyped at a couple of moments during practice. But I love what 33 brings to this offense, and he definitely showed it off today. All right, Sonny and Cher are sitting there waiting to get the mic back. I will give it right back to them. But before I do that, observations, go to HoustonTexans.com. We got everything for you right there. Go check it out. Boys, back to you.
We got you, babe. Thanks for calling us Sonny and Cher, Johnny.
I'm not going to ask which is which.
That's neither here nor there. Let's talk football because I talked football with a guy who's coming back.
Well, Kevin Johnson missed most of last season or a big, huge chunk of it with an injury, and he's much needed this year to step up and help out in the secondary, and it looks like he's back with a vengeance.
Quarterback Kevin Johnson joins me here at training camp, and it's fun to watch you play because you're joyful and you're happy to be back, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, no question. I'm extremely blessed to be back out here on the football field playing this game, and I'm coming out here trying to take advantage of every rep.
From an outsider's perspective, it really doesn't look like there's any rust. It doesn't look like you've hit any snags, but mentally, has there been any setbacks? Not necessarily setbacks, but any kind of reacclimation of sorts?
No, I wouldn't say so. Like you said, I was coming in kind of anticipating it being a little more rust, but, you know, I came in, I felt pretty, you know, comfortable. You know, there's obviously a bunch of things to work on every day. So I'm just, you know, coming in. I'm a, you know, watch film right after this, see what I need to work on. But, like, just coming in, competing, trying to get better every day, but I feel comfortable out here.
Yeah, that comfort, how much does that boost your confidence? Because you're a confident guy. You have to be a confident guy to play this position.
Right.
But how much does that even boost it further, maybe?
It definitely boosts your confidence. You know, when you're out there and you're feeling like you're doing a great job and you can make plays, you know, it definitely boosts your confidence to keep going and keep improving. So I'm just kind of taking that with stride and kind of running with it. Like I said, there's always something to work on, though. So just especially with my personality, just going in and, you know, trying to get better every day.
And a good way to work on that and get better is going against a guy like DeAndre Hopkins, isn't it?
Yeah, no question about it. You know, Hop's a premier receiver in this league. So, you know, me and him go against each other all, you know, a ton. And it's great work. I'm getting better, you know, every day going against him. I'm giving him the best I got, and he's giving the best he's got. So doing nothing but improving from that.
Yeah, it's really been a fantastic battle watching you guys because you'll get the better of him. He'll get the better of you. But that's how it goes when two guys at their best are doing what they do. What have you seen from him, and what does the rest of the league and the rest of the league's defenses need to worry about with him?
He's excelling, man. He's gotten a lot better. You know, I don't think he's really dropped, you know, a pass I can't think. You know, any ball he's getting his hands on, you know, he's coming down with it. So, I mean, and that's great work for me because I know when I'm guarding him, I got to be all up in his neck. I got to feel him breathing on me to, you know, to break that pass up. So, you know, just going against him and him making those incredible catches, and he's, you know, getting craftier and craftier every day. So this is great work for me going against a guy like that.
How about you in the secondary? You guys don't get as much publicity right now as the front seven, but what do you like about what your unit can do and what can be?
I think we can be a great unit. You know, I think we are, you know, top five in the league since I've been here. So you're just coming in here and you know, and communicating, making sure everybody's on the same page, understanding the schemes, and then just playing tight coverage every day. And, you know, at the bottom line, you just got to come out here and compete. You know, that's what it's all about, coming up there and trying not to let guys catch the ball, and going up there and tackling in the run game too. So just all that kind of stuff, man, just working on that every day.
Hey, great to see you back on the field. Looking forward to big things in 2017. Kevin Johnson, thank you for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Number 30 is definitely one to watch in 2017 because he's having a fantastic training camp, and Mark, it doesn't look like any rust is accumulated there.
Well, he's making play after play out here, and he's one of those guys that gets kind of nasty once he gets inside the lines. Nicest guy in the world off the field. His family is wonderful. It's great to see him around here. And you know what else is great to see? More with the kids, Drew.
Yeah, that's going to do it for Texans training camp today, and we leave you with more shoulder pads and giving back.
working with USA Football, well, we've started this league. It's in its infancy. This is the first year of our league. We have 13 teams in the conference representing Putnam County, Lincoln County, Boone County, and Kanawha County. And just working with them and USA Football, they helped us organize this, and we are fortunate enough to get to come up here and see the Texans. You know, running a Midget League football team is very, very expensive, and, you know, any kind of equipment or donations we can get are always greatly appreciated. The kids don't know that it's coming. The coaches do. And we're getting some shoulder pads, which, you know, that's one of the items that we desperately need to play football, you know, that and helmets. So we're really excited about getting new shoulder pads, because some of the pads that we've had are several years old, and it's time for us to get rid of them. So this is a huge blessing for us.
You know, that's what it's all about, man. Just, you know, coming out here, you're practicing, you're putting in the work, and then when you, you know, do stuff like that after practice, you kind of, you know, are able to step back and you know, realize what you're doing, appreciate what you're doing. Because I remember when I was in those kids' shoes, just starting to play football. So, I mean, it's definitely, you know, exciting and, you know, gives me energy doing stuff like that.
Today's very exciting. You know, our kids, they don't have an opportunity to do this. You know, so we had to take the opportunity and bring them up here so they could see some NFL players and get to reach out and touch them. They'll be trying to trade in their old pads, you know, to get the new ones. But, you know, we'll have to just work with it the best we can.